Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, kia ora, and may the peace and blessings of God Almighty be upon you all. Welcome to VR1, a live program dedicated to promoting peace and serving humanity. I am Farhan, a member of Ahmadiyya Muslim Jamaat in Masterton. This program is brought to you by the Ahmadiyya Muslim Jamaat, New Zealand, a community of former refugees now settled in the beautiful Wairarapa region. We are deeply grateful to the people of Wairarapa and beyond for their support and friendship as we grow together as one community. Thank you for tuning in. Let's work hand in hand toward unity, peace and community service. We'll start today's session with a recitation of the Holy Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والمحصنات من النساء إلا ما ملكت أيمانكم كتاب الله عليكم وَأُحِلَّ لَكُمْ مَا وَرَاءَ ذَلِكُمْ أَنْ تَبْتَغُوا بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ مُحْصِنِينَ غَيْرَ مُسَافِحِينَ
And forbidden to you are married women, except such as your right hands possess. This has Allah enjoined on you. And allowed to you are those beyond that, that you seek them by means of your property, marrying them properly, and not committing fornication.
فَمَا اسْتَمْتَعْتُمْ بِهِ مِنْهُنَّ فَآتُوهُنَّ أُجُورَهُنَّ فَرِيضَةً وَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِيمَا تَرَاضَيْتُمْ بِهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ الْفَرِيضَةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا
And for the benefit you receive from them, give them their dowries, as fixed, and there shall be no sin for you in anything you mutually agree upon, after the fixing of the dowry. Surely, Allah is all-knowing, wise.
وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ مِنْكُمْ طَوْلًا أَنْ يَنْكِحَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ فمما ملكت أيمانكم من فتياتكم المؤمنات والله أعلم بإيمانكم بعضكم من بعد
And whoso of you cannot afford to marry free, believing women, let him marry what your right hands possess, namely your believing handmaids. And Allah knows your faith best. You are all one from another.
فَانْكِحُوهُنَّ بِإِذْنِ أَهْلِهِنَّ وَآتُوهُنَّ أُجُورَهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ محصنات غير مسافحات ولا متخذات أخدان.
So marry them with the leave of their masters and give them their dowries according to what is fair, they being chaste, not committing fornication, nor taking secret paramours.
فإذا أحسن فإن أتين بفاحشة فعليهن نصف ما على المحصنات من العذاب ذلك لمن خشي العنة منكم وأن تصبروا خير لكم والله غفور رحيم.
And if, after they are married, they are guilty of lewdness, they shall have half the punishment prescribed for free women. This is for him among you who fears lest he should commit sin. And that you restrain yourselves is better for you. And Allah is most forgiving, merciful.
يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُبَيِّنَ لَكُمْ وَيَهْدِيَكُمْ سُنَنَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَيَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ.
Allah desires to make clear to you and guide you to the paths of those before you, and to turn to you in mercy. And Allah is all-knowing, wise.
وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَن يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَيُرِيدُ الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الشَّهَوَاتِ أَن تَمِيلُوا مَيْلًا عَظِيمًا.
And Allah wishes to turn to you in mercy, but those who follow their low desires wish that you should stray far away.
يريد الله أن يخفف عنكم وخلق الإنسان ضعيفا.
Allah desires to lighten your burden, for man has been created weak.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل إلا أن تكون تجارة أن تراض منكم ولا تقتلوا أنفسكم إن الله كان بكم رحيما.
O ye who believe, devour not your property among yourselves by unlawful means, except that you earn by trade with mutual consent. And kill not yourselves. Surely Allah is merciful to you.
وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ عُدْوَانًا وَظُلْمًا فَسَوْفَ نُسْلِيهِ نَارًا وَكَانَ ذَٰلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرًا.
And whosoever does that by way of transgression and injustice, we shall cast him into fire, and that is easy with Allah.
So now, I would like my co-host, Nabil Ahmed Khan, to read a speech. And would you like to go ahead and do that?
Yep. Thanks. It's Nabil. So today I'm going to talk about predestiny and free will. The issue of destiny is a very complicated one, which has been debated through the ages by philosophers and divines alike. In almost every religion, there is some reference to the nature of destiny. We can divide those who believe in destiny into two major categories: those with the commonly held blind belief in destiny portray it as predetermination by God of everything big and small. This view is popular with some cryptic sects of Sufis, mystics, who live a life apart from the common people. They claim that man has no control over anything. Everything is predetermined. As such, all that happens in the unfolding of the grand plan of destiny, known only to God. This is a very problematic concept of the plan of things, and inevitably leads to the question of crime and punishment, penalty and reward. If a man has no choice, then there should be neither punishment nor reward for his actions. The other view is that of free choice, with destiny playing practically no role in whatever man decides and executes. During the discussion on destiny, another important philosophical issue finds its way into the debate, adding further complications, and that is the question of precognition. What does the pre-knowledge of God have to do with the things to come? That is the question. The answer to which has been rather poorly handled by both parties in debate. We do not propose to enter into a lengthy review of the comparative merits of the arguments of the believers and unbelievers of destiny, but would only attempt to portray the Islamic viewpoint. Destiny has many categories, each playing a distinct role in their respective spheres of operation. Working simultaneously, the laws of nature reign supreme, and none is above the influence of them. There is the general plan of things, which can be referred to as the widest concept of destiny. Whoever follows the laws of nature with the profound understanding of them will gain some advantage over others who do not. Such people are always destined to benefit and to shape a better life for themselves. But none of them is predestined to belong to any specific grouping in relation to their being on the right or wrong side of the laws of nature. There was a time in the era just preceding the Renaissance in Europe when the Muslim world of the Orient was far more advanced in its understanding of the laws of nature. The Muslims consequently were in a position to draw benefits attendant upon this knowledge, which later on this unprejudiced and open-minded study of nature shifted to the West. It ushered in a new day of light of knowledge for the West, while the East began to plunge into a long, dark night of wishful thinking. Superstition and dreaming, this is destiny of course, but of a different type. The only law which is predetermined in relation to this destiny is the unchangeable command that whoever studies nature without prejudice and permits himself to be led to wherever the laws of nature will lead him, he would tread the path of eternal progress. This is the general and all pervasive category of destiny, which transcend everything except the law of destiny relating to religion. Before taking up the discussion of destiny in application to religion, we should further explore some areas of this universal destiny of the laws of nature. In their larger global applications, they exhibit some features of predetermination, but of a different type than commonly understood. And in this sense, we are speaking of such seasonal or periodic changes in atmospheric balances, which represent a very complicated ecosystem, in which even distant events such as sunspots play a role. Similarly, the meteoric invasions of planets bring about certain changes which are reflected upon the Earth through corresponding variations in weather, climates, and etc. These larger influences, together with periodic alteration in climates which are caused by various factors, many of which are as yet undetermined, sometimes bring about subtle changes in growth patterns of vegetatives and animal life on Earth. Again, there are factors responsible for droughts or shifting of seasons from one part of the Earth to another. Ice ages and global warming in alternation are but some consequences of various cosmic influences. However, these larger influences do not specifically affect an individual's life on Earth, but in the final analysis, as individuals are all members of the Homo sapien family, they are affected to a degree. There is no evidence to indicate that each man's life is preordained and that he has no choice or option in choosing between good and bad, right and wrong. The Holy Quran categorically rejects the concept of compulsion and clearly states that every human being is free to choose between good and evil. It's a verse, there shall be no compulsion in matters of faith. Quran, so it's a verse, like Rahafiddin. And the next, Allah burdens not any soul beyond its capacity. It shall have the reward it earns, and it shall get the punishment it incurs. It's also from Quran. And there is one verse again. And the man will have nothing but what he strives for. However, in relation to religion, there are some spheres of destiny which are predetermined and unchangeable. They are referred to in the Holy Quran as the Sunnah of God. One such Sunnah is the destiny that God's messenger will always be victorious, whether they are accepted or not. If they are rejected, it is the opponent whose design are frustrated. The prophets, their messages and mission must always prevail, regardless of how powerful their enemies may be. A few examples in the living history of man are the confrontations between Musa and Pharaoh, between Jesus and his opponents, and between Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam and his adversaries. The triumph of religion is what remains as a legacy of past struggles between prophets and their adversaries, Abraham alayhi salam and his faith, and those who uphold him and his message. Predominates the world, Moses alayhi salam and whose Moses alayhi salam and those who revere him, Jesus alayhi salam and his message, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and what he stood for, almost dominate the entire world. But none is found today who uphold the cause and values of their opponents. This destiny does not come into play in their confrontation between men and men. The general rule there is that the strong will annihilate the weak. In the religious destiny, it is the converse which becomes an inviolable principle. Although the laws of nature run a smooth course and one does not normally find exceptions to the general rules, but according to the plan of things inferred from various verses of the Quran, the law of nature known to us belongs to many categories and spheres. They do not clash with each other within their spheres, but when they stand at cross purpose with other laws, the laws which possess greater force always prevail over the weaker ones. Even a law of the widest and farthest influence can be defeated within a small sphere by a more powerful one operating against it. Thermodynamic and electromagnetic laws, in opposition to the laws of gravitation, can win in limited areas of influence. However, the gravitational law is much wider in its influence and more far-reaching. As man's understanding of nature develops from age to age, which would have been rejected Things which would have been rejected as impossibles are becoming conceivable and matters of commonplace observation. In view of this introduction, according to Islam, if God decides to favor a special servant of His with the special manifestation of some hidden laws, such manifestations are regarded by the onlookers as miracles and supernatural events. But these things happen in accordance with the law of nature, which are subtly controlled to bring about an amazing effect. Here, destiny plays a specific role in the life of a special servant of God. Similarly, destiny can also be understood in relation to the genetic, social, economic, or educational background of the individual, who seems to be a helpless product of circumstances. This helplessness of the individual makes his destiny, over which he has no control. Thus, it is said that a rich man's child is born with a silver spoon in his mouth. The circumstances in which a person is born, the society in which he is reared, the day-to-day game of chance which plays a role in everybody's life, the strikes of so-called luck in favor or against one, the accident which one may escape or fall prey to, are all areas where the individual has very little choice. Yet, it may not be assumed that he was particularly targeted for such events or accidents which play an important role in the making or unmaking of his life. Individuals who are born in homes riddled with poverty are far more likely to fall prey to petty or even serious crimes. Poverty is the most compulsive force of all factors which create and promote crime. If this is understood to be destiny, then it will cost a grave reflection on the Creator. So first of all, it should be clearly understood that destiny is only part of a grand scheme of things which does not issue particular edicts against people and particular families. In a larger economic plan, there are bound to be more fortunate and less fortunate people with relative advantages and disadvantages. It is wrong to say that they were individually stamped by a maker of destiny, even before their births, to be born under certain specific circumstances. Yet there are other questions to be answered. How would they be treated in relation to the crimes committed by them as against those who are born in comparatively healthier circumstances and who have very few, if any, background factors to egg them on to crime? If the crime is the same, shall they be treated alike? The Holy Quran answers this intricate question in the following verse, La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha. No soul will be burdened beyond its capacity. It's a verse from Quran. This means that background factors, socials and other that surround a person will certainly be taken into account and he will be judged accordingly in the sight of Allah. It is not just the crime itself which is mechanically punished, but all factors which go into the making of the crime are also brought into consideration, with the ultimate result that justice will be done. The fortunate and the unfortunate will not be judged with equal severity, and most certainly license will be given to the environment and the background of a person who commits crime. Likewise, act of goodness will be rewarded far more in the case of a man whose circumstances are likely to discourage him from doing good, than a man whose environment is one in which acts of goodness are taken for granted. Thus, the issue of destiny is highly complicated, but as the ultimate decisions lies in the hand of the all-knowing, all-benefits, all-powerful and all-wise God in the final analysis, the dictates of justice will indeed prevail. There are certain areas in which man is free to exercise his will, where he can choose between good or bad, right or wrong, and for which he will be held responsible. On the other hand, there are areas in which man has little choice of his own and appears to be a pawn in the hand of the mover. The general plan of things in nature, which covers and controls the destinies of nations and peoples, in such areas, the circumstances of a wider application make an individual of society completely helpless. He has no choice but to move along like a straw being carried by the waves of a river in spate. The subject of destiny is very complicated and vast one and requires a separate and fuller treatment. So with these few hints, I would like to bring this discussion to an end. Thanks.
Thank you for a great speech. Now I will be playing a nazm after this and then we'll continue with something.
Kalam. حضرت خلیفۃ المسیح رابع رحمہ اللہ تعالی
ضرور مہر
دوران کا ہو چکا ہے ظہور، ذرا سا نور فراست نکھار کر دیکھو، ذرا سا نور فراست نکھار کر دیکھو، خزانے تم پہ لٹا آئے گا، لاجرم بس ایک نظر عقیدت گزار کر دیکھو، بس ایک نظر عقیدت گزار کر دیکھو، ہے آسمان کے تارے گواہ سورج چاند، ہے آسمان سورج چاند، پڑے ہیں ماند ذرا کچھ بچار کر دیکھو، پڑے ہیں ماند ذرا کچھ بچار کر دیکھو، بدل سکو تو بدل دو نظام شمس و قمر، سکو تو بدل دو نظام شمس و قمر، خلاف گردش لیل و نہار کر دیکھو، خلاف گردش لیل و نہار کر دیکھو، خدا کی بات ٹلے گی نہیں، تم ہو کیا بات ٹلے گی نہیں، تم ہو کیا چیز، اٹل چٹان ہے سر مار مار کر دیکھو، اٹل چٹان ہے سر مار مار کر دیکھو ضرور مہدی دارا کا ہو چکا ذرا سا نور فراست نکھار کر دیکھو.
So now I will be playing a poem in Arabic that is sending love to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Salli ala nabina, salli ala Muhammadin, صلي على نبينا صلي على محمد صلي على نبينا صلي على محمد صلي على نبينا صلي على محمد إن الصحابة كلهم كذكائي قد نوروا وجه الورى بذيائي إن الصحابة كلهم كذكائي قد نوروا وجه الورى بذيائي إن الصحابة كلهم كذكائي قد نوروا وجه الورى بذيائي تركوا أقاربهم وحب عيالهم تركوا أقاربهم وحب عيالهم جاءوا رسول الله كالفقراء جاءوا رسول الله كالفقراء إن السحابة كلهم كذكائي قد نوروا وجه الورى بذيائي الصالحون الخاشعون لربهم الصالحون الخاشعون لربهم البائتون بذكره وبكائي البائتون بذكره وبكائي إن الصحابة كلهم كذكائي قد نوروا وجه الورى بضيائي إن الصحابة كلهم كذكائي قد نوروا وجه الورى بضيائي قوم كرام لا نفرق بينهم قوم كرام لا نفرق بينهم كانوا لخير الرسل كالأعضاء كانوا لخير الرسل كالأعضاء إن الصحابة كلهم كذكائي قد نوروا وجه الورى بضيائي إن السحابة كلهم كذكائي قد نوروا وجه الورى بضيائي إني أرى سحب الرسول جميعهم إني أرى سحب الرسول جميعهم عند الملك بعزة كعسائي عند الملك بعزة كعسائي إن السحابة كلهم كذكائي قد نوروا وجه الورى بضيائي إن السحابة كلهم كذكائي قد نوروا وجه الورى بضيائي تابعوا الرسول برحله وثوائي تابعوا الرسول برحله وصوائي صاروا بسبل حبيبهم كعفائي صاروا بسبل حبيبهم كعفائي إن السحابة كلهم كذكائي قد نوروا وجه الورى بضيائي إن السحابة كلهم كذكائي قد نوروا وجه الورى بضيائي أنوارهم فاقت بيان مبين أنوارهم فاقت بيان مبين يسود منها وجه ذي الشحناء يسود منها وجه ذي الشحناء إن السحابة كلهم كذكائي قد نوروا وجه الورى بضيائي يا ربي فارحمنا بسحب نبينا يا ربي فارحمنا بسحب نبينا واغفر وأنت الله ذو آلائي واغفر وأنت الله ذو آلائي يا ربي فارحمنا بسحب نبينا واغفر وأنت الله ذو آلائي يا ربي فارحمنا بسحب نبينا واغفر وأنت الله ذو آلائي إن السحابة كلهم كذكائي قد نوروا وجه الورى بضيائي إن السحابة كلهم كذكائي قد نوروا وجه الورى بضيائي قد نوروا وجه الورى بضيائي قد نوروا وجه الورى بضيائي
That was one beautiful qasida. Now, before I conclude our today's session, I would give some updates. New refugees in Macedon are starting out a new chapter, and Red Cross is right there to help them adjust. Here's how they're making a difference. Job support. Red Cross is helping newcomers find jobs that match their skills, giving them a solid start in the workforce. education assistance for young refugees. Red Cross is making it easier to get enrolled in schools, colleges and universities, handling paperwork and offering friendly guidance along the way. With this support, refugee families are finding it easier to settle into their new lives in the community. Thanks to all viewers and listeners who are able to join us today. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to reach out to us. Our phone number is 0800 947 526. That's 0800 947 526. Or our email address info@ahmadiyya.org.nz. That's info@ahmadiyya.org.nz. Assalamu alaikum. This is Farhan Ahmad Khan, and I'll be signing off for today.